It's a two-phase approach to close nearly 230 centers by the spring of 2014. The first phase will start this summer, shutting 48 processing locations before year's end. Postmaster General Pat Donahue says the plan is going to help the struggling agency save $2 billion each year.
The plan that we're pursuing is about preserving affordability of mail. The more that we can make our network efficient and get to our ideal end state, the less pressure there will be to solve financial issues by raising prices.
The Postal Service says it's on track to lose a record $14 billion this year. The consolidation plan it proposed last year put 250 processing centers on the chopping block for closure by 2013. The new approach would affect fewer facilities and take about 2 years to finish. But the agency tells Federal News Radio job cuts could start as early as this summer, nixing 5,000 positions by next February. Megan Brennan is chief operating officer.
We'll continue to work closely with both our unions and the impacted employees. And we do have a track record of working well as we work through consolidations. I think, as I mentioned, over the past decade or so, we were able to reduce complements by more than 250,000 through attrition. And we expect to do the same moving forward. When we look at the full-off impact with our network consolidations, we will be reducing approximately 28,000 positions.
Brennan says the Postal Service will work with unions to incentivize early retirements. It has about 158,000 employees who can retire, and leaders plan to help employees who don't retire find other jobs at the agency. But still, workers not covered by collective bargaining contracts could face layoffs. Brennan says it's all necessary to drive down rising costs.
The savings primarily is driven by labor costs, approximately 80%. The remaining 20% is a combination of transportation and facility-related cost savings.
The Postal Service has been asking Congress for more flexibility to change the way it operates, but Donahue says the consolidation plan is something the agency can do without a blessing from Capitol Hill.
There is some language in the Senate of a portion of the law that was passed a couple weeks ago. There, you know, with some requirements for us to maintain overnight delivery for a certain amount of time. But as you know, until the law is signed by the president, it's not law. So we're working in a responsible manner to take the cost out of the system. As Megan explained, in a phased approach, listening to what our customers say, but keeping our eye on the cost objectives, because we've lost well over 20%, 25% of our volume. Our people have done a great job taking costs out through efficiency, but at some point in time, and we're there now, you've hit the infrastructure costs that have to be addressed, and that's what we're doing.
But even as the Postal Service makes changes on its own, Donahue isn't letting up on his call for help from Congress.
We need Congress to act to help us to resolve the retiree health benefits issue that costs us about $5.5 billion a year, as well as passing legislation that allows us to move to a five-day delivery network. That would save us about $2.7 billion a year. So legislatively, those are the two big things. In our five-year plan, we also have goals around employment costs based on what we do from a negotiation standpoint with our unions and some other changes in just the overall management structure of the organization. That accounts for a large chunk, somewhere about $5 billion in savings, too.
The plan to consolidate mail processing centers is a redo of one the Postal Service floated last September. The agency says it accounts for a number of comments from stakeholders, such as customers and labor groups, but American Postal Workers Union spokesperson Sally Davidow says her group is far from thrilled.
This is a bad plan. It's essentially the same plan that the Postal Service released some months ago, and the only difference appears to be that it's a little bit more spread out. They still plan to close or consolidate 229 mail processing facilities. The difference is that it will be done by the end of the year 2013. They still plan to degrade service standards. So this is going to hurt service to the American people. It's going to drive customers away from the Postal Service. It will weaken the Postal Service. It's going to destroy jobs.
Davidow says her union isn't entirely opposed to consolidations, but that the Postal Service is going too far.
We don't think that cutting service in a service industry and doing it on such a drastic level is the way to grow the business. The Postal Service has to modernize and it has to improve service if it wants to survive in the 21st century. And the heart of the problem is the requirement from a 2006 law that the Postal Service pre-fund health care benefits for future retirees. That's a requirement that no other government agency or private company bears, and that's what has to be addressed in order to put this Postal Service on a sound financial footing. The Postal Service should be offering new services and new products, not cutting back service.
Even though USPS has pledged to work with the unions as it moves forward with the consolidation plan, David Al says so far the Postal Workers Union isn't included.
There are not negotiations going on at the present time about incentivizing workers, and there really has been very little cooperation by management with the union. We were not given any advance notice of their plans, what plants they plan on closing, and in fact, we were not permitted to participate in their press conference.
The National Postal Mail Handlers Union has also come out with reaction. It says the group has been preparing for this day and that leaders will keep close watch on the Postal Service for anything that breaks union rules. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.